Ian Chapman on 97.1 The Ticket.
That's right, that's me, 248-539-9797 is the phone number. Ticket text is 97136. I am Brian Chapman. Thank you guys for tuning in this evening on this Home Run Derby Monday. And I'm glad I heard the update because I wasn't aware that the Miami Heat and the and Russell Westbrook's camp were determined to get a deal done. The last I had heard was that the Heat and the Pistons were interested, and that Adrian Wojnarowski filled out a story for ESPN.com that said that Westbrook was interested in going to Miami, but it said nothing about the two sides were definitely looking to make a deal. And one thing that certainly piqued my interest about Adrian Wojnarowski's story was that the word Detroit was nowhere in his story. And the word Pistons was nowhere in his story. So when Adrian Wojnarowski says something like that or doesn't say something like that, it suggests all you need to know about the likelihood of the Pistons making a deal with the Oklahoma City Thunder to bring Russell Westbrook here. But obviously, until all the ink dries, until we find out what all the details are, until an announcement is made, there's still a chance that the Pistons can get Russell Westbrook. And just because Adrian Wojnarowski doesn't say it doesn't mean it won't happen, because guess what? Not even Woj knew about Kawhi Leonard and Paul George going to the Los Angeles Clippers until basically it happened. But 248-539-9797 is the phone number, and ticket text is 97136. Yeah, I want to start off with the biggest story in Detroit over the past couple of days and the biggest story with regards to the Pistons the last couple of days, and that is really Russell Westbrook watch. We know that after Paul George was traded away to the Los Angeles Clippers, the Thunder were interested in trading away Russell Westbrook because they figured he wouldn't want to be here. Some of the teams that were immediately interested included the Detroit Pistons, the Minnesota Timberwolves, and then later on the Miami Heat were, they emerged as a potential suitor. Now it looks like the Heat might be the favorites, but obviously until a deal is done, nothing is done. And until a deal is done, we have the opportunity here to do what we do a lot in sports radio, and that is to speculate. That is to ponder. That is to debate whether or not we'd like to see an MVP, a former MVP, a guy who's averaged a triple-double each of the last three seasons, Russell Westbrook, would you like to see him in a Pistons uniform? Would that put the Pistons over the top, or at least put them in a more desirable spot? Because I know that there's been a lot of discussion about, would this make the Pistons a championship contender? If it doesn't make them a championship contender, is it even worth it? But you out there in radio land, as do I sitting here in the studio, we all get to set our own standard for what would make sense in a Russell Westbrook deal. What would be an appropriate goal if Russell Westbrook comes here? Is the contract too much to eat if the Pistons are not going to be a one or a two seed in the Eastern Conference? Do they need to be a one or a two seed guaranteed for you to want to eat that contract? 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Yeah, it looks like the Pistons might be the second or third choice for the Oklahoma City Thunder and or for Russell Westbrook to get a deal done. It looks like the Miami Heat might be the favorite. But do you want Westbrook to become a Piston or not? Do you want them to go all in by bringing the former MVP to Detroit? I say do it. If you can keep Blake Griffin and Andre Drummond in Pistons uniforms and add Russell Westbrook so that you can have a big three of Westbrook, Griffin, and Drummond, I say do it. I say the Pistons, I'm not going to say they have to make this deal and they have to do whatever it takes to make this deal. I don't want them to go and trade away, you know, five players and offer more first round picks than the Clippers gave to the Oklahoma City Thunder to get the deal done. But if they can offer the most appealing package to the Oklahoma City Thunder and Russell Westbrook is open to coming to a non-tourist destination in Detroit to play, then do it. Am I saying that this is a trade that would not present any risks? Am I saying that this is a guarantee for a championship? No, but I am not of the belief that if you cannot guarantee a championship, you should not make a deal. Trading for Russell Westbrook does come with some risks, but it's a bold move that would do two things. Number one, it instantly makes the Pistons a much better team. How much better? We wouldn't know until he got here, but it would make them a much better team. Number two, everybody knows that the Pistons are not going to get an opportunity, or while they might get an opportunity, they're not going to be a free agent destination for bona fide stars and superstars and supermax caliber players anytime soon. They're not going to get a better shot to get a bona fide star in the near future than trading for somebody like Russell Westbrook. Similarly, 2 years ago, they weren't going to get, or I guess a year and a half ago, they weren't going to get a better shot at bringing a star slash superstar to Detroit than trading for Blake Griffin, so they did it. Unfortunately, this is not Miami, where even if the team's not that good, they can just get a guy like Jimmy Butler to sign. This is not, while Detroit is coming back and all that, Detroit is not New York City, where they can just, in their second most important team, get two All-Stars, although one is not going to be an All-Star ever again unless he just gets voted in. Talking about Kevin Durant. This is not Los Angeles, where if you lose the game, you can just shrug your shoulders and go to the beach the next day and then go hang out with a Hollywood star, and then the next day go out with an Instagram star, and the next day go out with a porn star to make yourself feel better. This is Detroit. Things are different. This is not even the northern part of California, where you got Steph Curry with his own TV show, while in the southern part of California, LeBron James has got, what, two TV shows? This is just Detroit, where free agents don't want to come. This is the NBA, not the NFL. In the NFL, players go where the money is. In the NBA, they go where there's a tourist destination. It's unfortunate. But because of that, because this move, and I don't know what the details would be, but because acquiring Russell Westbrook would immediately make the Pistons much better, how much better, we don't know, and this is their best shot to get a third star on their team, I think they should do this. People talk about, hey, Russell Westbrook has a big contract and there's no flexibility. Guess what? Unless you get somebody like number one overall and they turn out to be great in their first couple of years, like most people expect Zion Williamson to be, a superstar player is going to have a big contract. People say, oh, you're not going to have any flexibility if you bring in Russell Westbrook. Guess what? You're not supposed to have flexibility and a star player. You surrender your flexibility to have the star player. And then once you have the star player, you're not worried about flexibility. When you improve your talent base, you're not thinking, well, gosh, I can't make any more moves. Well, you got three All-Stars. How many more moves do you need to make? But you need four All-Stars like the Warriors had, or five or six or seven? Three All-Stars should get you in the conversation if you can fill up the rest of your roster appropriately. But you don't acquire a star to have more flexibility. You know what you could do? You could get rid of all your stars and have a whole bunch of flexibility and win seven games. The Warriors lost flexibility when they signed Kevin Durant 3 years ago. They went to the NBA Finals 3 years in a row and didn't complain and bitch about not having any flexibility, did they? Look, Russell Westbrook is a bad three-point shooter, and the Pistons are not a good three-point shooting team as it is. But you know what? I'll take the dip in three-point shooting because, yes, Reggie Jackson's a better three-point shooter than Russell Westbrook. I'll take the dip in three-point shooting and say, you know what? Roll the ball out and let Dwayne Casey figure out how to deal with Russell Westbrook, Andre Drummond, and Blake Griffin. I'll take increased talent over a decrease in talent around that three-point arc. Let's also remember that last year, not only did they not have good three-point shooting, they didn't have good guard play, period. Reggie Jackson didn't start turning things up until about February. And when he did turn it up, he wasn't at a triple-double level like Russell Westbrook was. Bruce Brown, for a rookie as a second-round pick, played pretty well, but he couldn't score to save his life. They did not have good guard play last year. You can't say that if they get Russell Westbrook, sacrifice three-point shooting to get better guards. In the short term, if you look at a potential starting lineup of Russell Westbrook, Luke Kennard, assuming he stays, Marcus Morris, Griffin, and Drummond, with backups of, let's say, Rose, Kyrie Thomas, V, Dumbuya, and Thon. And I'm just speculating what a deal might be. And then the deal I'm speculating might be, I don't know, Jackson Snell, Galloway, Brown, and some picks. You'd still have a good lineup. You would increase your win total by going from 41 to the low to mid 50s, and then you just take your shot at what happens in the playoffs. But you wouldn't be taking your shot as an 8 seed. You'd have an excellent shot at getting a top 4 seed. You don't make this deal. We know what's going to happen in the upcoming season. Hey, they made some nice upgrades this offseason. Maybe they can get the 6 seed. Maybe they can win a game or two in the playoffs. And then they go back to the summer of 2020 and the summer of 2021 as well, in a similar situation where they have some cap money and nobody wants to take their money. And they have to either overpay for a guy like Josh Smith or, you know, just break up their money like the New York Knicks did. If you want a star player, this is your shot. I don't think that Detroit Pistons or the Detroit Pistons fan base is in any position to say, sorry, it's not an absolute perfect pick, therefore we must say no. If I was given the choice and I could put a package together, I would make the trade to get Russell Westbrook. What about you? 248-539-9797 is the phone number. Ticket text is 97136. Are you concerned about the money? Are you concerned about the three-point shots? Are you concerned about it not being a good fit? Are you concerned about that? And do you still say, yes, let's make the move? Get us some of your calls and ticket texts coming up next. I am Brian Chapman, 97.1 The Ticket.